bringing you the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
Yeah, baby. Come on.
Traditional music.
And you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process. Because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Hey, put your hands together like this here. Hey, come on, Ethan. Y'all not cooperating over here. Come on, come on. Put your hands together. Come on now. Hey, everybody.
He's righteous. everything, but with you I got enough. Listen, if you gave the world to me and it all turned into dust, yeah, I'd have all I need, as long as I got nothing.
am free. Praise the Lord, I'm free. Everybody sing. Just a blessing.
Come on, let's raise it like a big choir.
Praise the Lord.
Everybody raise your voice and say,
praise the Lord.
Everybody raise your voice and say,
praise the Lord.
He's been so good, he's been so good.
Praise the Lord.
He's been so good, he's been so good, yeah.
Praise the Lord.
I got a reason, I got a reason to.
I am free
from the best and free. It's your
Don't. I hear you in my ear. Stop. He was about to go boom, 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 boom. Boom, boom. Time down there for real.
Let freedom fill the room.
If you're grateful for freedom, clap your hands.
I may have lost it all, but on you I can.
You'll find my battle for me.
And when it feels like I'm down to nothing,
that only means
that God is
up to
something.
When it feels like I'm down to nothing, that only means that God is up to something.
Let's talk to him tonight, 'cause you know
what's best for me.
It's you.
Why worry about what tomorrow holds?
When tomorrow belongs to you. To you.
God.
Up to
something.
God is.
Something.
You've been waiting for God
is
up to
something.
And I was writing this song. I said,
He's moving.
What needs to be moved?
So many joys.
Just for you. So trust and believe
it.
He will come. God is, come here, Ron, up to something, yeah. God is up to something.
If you believe it, I need you to help me sing.
God is.
Thank you.
Right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world. In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Come on, children. Let's have a good time. All we gotta do is to cheer. Gotta get Jesus
on the mind.
Listen, everybody, we gotta get with Jesus will be
there.
You can count on the Lord. Thank him tonight because you
do
it. Praise him tonight because come on and let's have a
good time.
Come on and let's have a
good time.
I think I'll say it again. I tell you, come on, children, let's have
a good time.
All we gotta do is
Jesus,
gotta get Jesus
on your mind.
Listen, everybody,
tonight because raise up tonight because come on and let's have a good time. I got one little question today. Did you come here to have a good time? That I wanna know. Did you come here to have a good time? If you really wanna have a good time, if you know that you can have a good time, if you know that you can have a good time, and you really wanna have a good time, if you know you wanna have a good time, I want you to turn around and tell somebody. Turn around and tell somebody, hey, let's have a, come on, let's have a, come on, let's have a, yeah, let's have a, come on, let's have a, can I get me somebody, can I get me somebody, let's have a, let's have a, let's have a, let's have a, come on, come on, come on, come on, let's have a,
Oh! right here.
It was the blood
shed on Calvary. Come on.
Shed on Calvary.
No greater love.
No greater love.
Can never be shown to me.
Can never be shown to me.
I smile while I pray.
Church,
a church on a quiet place, kids playing.
Yeah, I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I don't think that I can live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He give them to me every day. I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, I love him. Love him, I love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. And you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I have been forgiving, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. Cause none of this be nothing if he come and I miss him, y'all. I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, 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 love him.
Wanted you to fall, you love what I do, I do. You could have lost it all, you remember I do.
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him.
The People's Station.
I don't know. I really need to see something,
bro.
I don't know I'm at the point where I'm about to say forget this, you know what I'm saying? I done heard it all.
Show me, show me your glory.
I gotta see something different, I gotta see.
Cause I've heard all the stories. How you would make everything okay. How you be there for me come when may. Right now, I need to see your face, and I gotta feel this amazing grace. Honestly, my God, I need to see something. A lot of people walking up to me just to decree something. God, I'm trying hard and I really wanna believe something. See, the world is saying that it's all lies, but I just wanna see it with my own eyes. Show me. Show me your glory. Cause I've heard all the stories. How you would make everything okay. How you be there for me come when may. Right now,
okay, Lord, I feel like a bad guesser. With no intercessor. She was an awesome dresser. English professor. And she would always explain to me how to handle pressure. You just be the greater, let them be the lesser. Now every day I see a picture sitting on the dresser. When she was sick, I had the confidence that you would bless her. She was tired and I guess you decided to rest her. So many questions but didn't wanna be disrespectful. And since you took the king and queen, am I the true successor? Or should I sit back, let them work and become an investor? Lord, I don't wanna give advantages to my oppressors. I just need to see something, then I'll be aggressive. And so
show me
show me your glory. Cause I've heard all the stories, how you would make everything okay, how you'd be there for me come when may. Right now I need to see your face. Show me your glory. Yeah. Show me your righteousness. Show me your glory. Show me your love. Yeah. Show me. Show me. Everything okay, how you be there for me come when may. Right now I need to see your face.
There's so many voices out there right now telling you what they feel you need. I found the answer is really simple, and it's been there the entire time.
I need peace, I need grace, I need strength for one more day. I need patience for this race, I need Jesus.
Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m., at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. on our website nfiradio.com or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network, or listen by phone by calling 347-215-8049. We also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com.
It's all live right here on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Growing up as a child in my mother's care, my mother told me he would always be there for my. Now I'm a grown man, living on my own. I can truly say, Jesus, he ain't never left me alone. Every now and then I have to tell him, Lord,
it's all right to clap your hands.
But tell the Lord that sometimes, Lord,
I'm
on you. Let me say it one more time and I'll go ahead and leave y'all alone. Growing up as a child in my mother's care, I never will forget it. My mother told me,
said, Joan,
Jesus would always be there for mine. Now I'm a grown man, living on my own. And I'm so glad today I can truly say, sometimes I lift my hand and said, Jesus, he ain't never left me alone.
Tell him, well, ain't nobody but me and Jesus. Lord,
I ain't got long to sing, but let's just go ahead and tell the Lord,
I'm depending on you.
If anybody in this place can lift your hand right down the road and tell the Lord,
I'm depending
on you. Fellas, let's go and drive this thing. Can't sing it long, but let's just tell it. I'm depending. When my money gets funny,
I'm depending.
When my chains get strange,
I'm depending.
When my friends get few,
I'm depending.
Don't know what to do.
I'm depending.
I can lean on.
Incredible, awesome God. something hot you want, then it's something hot you'll get.
Tell y'all something. On my job, just the other day, we got to talking about all the denominations that we have. We got to talking. Look, one said, I'm Baptist. One said, I'm Church of God in Christ. One said, I'm Seventh-day Adventist.
One said, I'm Jehovah, Pastor. You know what I told him? I said,
look at them tears, look at them eyes, you don't even know, you don't have to cry, it's already handled, like Olivia Pope, you've been hurt inside so many times, time to let it all go, just cut away, help us on the way, wait until the morning comes, brand new day, seems impossible, watch what I say, promise he's gonna wipe every tear away. Just don't understand, I can still feel you around. Mama, why'd you leave? Why you had to go? Felt like I wanted to die, but the devil's a lie. Thought I'd never recover, but look at me now. Every day gets better, I know she's smiling down. And I don't have to cry anymore, more. Tears are only temporary, tears are only temporary.
Thank you. God is awesome. The world is full of iconic figures. The people praise him. They stock us up at a high percentage. The giants in our eyes. The sky's the limit. The picture painted is larger than life, but God is bigger. Your God is greater. I weigh them on the scale like rocks and gators. Found that only God can save us. And God is gracious. That's who we flock to in the day of trouble. And will we blow it like hot food? It's all official. Nobody's greater but Shawn Mitchell. You got it right with that song. It echoes the heart of scripture. Yeah, they wonder why we so serious. It's cause Jesus Christ is also man, period.
Okay, my Jesus, the Son Christ, the King of Kings, and he's God on earth. My Messiah, born and raised to give us all a second birth. And from heaven he came down to free all that were bound. Oh God, the 4 and 20 fell down, casting down their crowns, saying, thou art worthy, Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. So every man, woman, boy, and girl, let's make this declaration around the world.
Favorite gospel station.
Oh, somebody right now going through a storm. But I'm here to tell you today to hold on, hold on,
hold on
to God's unchanging hand. Just remember that weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Hey, Lord, hold on, hold on, hold on. Everything's gonna be alright.
You're tuned into this Stellar Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
We're online 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station. The hottest DJ mixing the beats in the mix. Back to back, beat to beat. DJ, hit me with another track. On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watson coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m., and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
Get the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good morning. We tell God thank you for another brand new day that he has made. I tell God thank you because he is the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. He never, ever changes. He is the righteous God. He is the holy God. I tell God thank you when God proves himself to you. Not that he needs to, but because he is the almighty God, because he is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, because he loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son, and his Son came that we might have the right to eternal life, that we might be redeemed back to the Father. I tell God thank you. I thank God because he is a God that will not lie. He is a God that will lead and guide. Everything that we need him to be, he will be. He is our healer. He is the deliverer. He is the way maker. He is the miracle worker. And I tell God, thank you. Father God, we thank you for this brand new day. I thank you for your Son Jesus and your Holy Ghost power. Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I thank you for touching our bodies in the name of Jesus. I thank you for being the God that heals, for being the God that regulates, for being the God that works miracles in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you for being the almighty God, the God that can be everywhere at all times, and I tell you thank you. Father God, I thank you for being the God that leads and guides in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you and I praise you, dear God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, I ask that you touch right now, God. Oh, Father God, go into the emergency room. Go into the operating rooms, God. Oh, Father God, move with your Holy Ghost power in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask you to heal the broken hearts, God. Oh, Father God, those who feel like they're by themselves, God, let them know that you are there in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, continue to lead and guide us with your Holy Ghost power, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you and I praise you, God. Oh, Father God, I bless your name, God. Father God, in your son Jesus' name, thank you for being the God that looked beyond our faults and saw that we needed you. And I tell you, thank you, God. Father God, I lift our children up to you, God. Ask you to move according to your will and your way, God. I speak salvation where salvation is needed, God. I speak healing. I speak delivering power, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I speak that we have your mind, God, that we have your heart in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I lift up married couples to you, God. Oh, Father God, bind them together as one in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask you to deliver from sin in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, bless your apostles, bless your evangelists, bless your prophets, God. Bless your pastors, bless your teachers, your deacons, God, your deaconesses, God. In your name, Jesus, touch right now, God. Oh, Father God, move in the name of Jesus. I tell you, thank you, God. Father God, I bless you. I praise you and I glorify you, God. Oh, Father God, for it's in your son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Go where the men and women are incarcerated, God. Oh, Father God, give them your heart and your mind, God. Those that need to be released, you release in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you for all things. Father God, I thank you for your anointing. Thank you for touching our bodies, God. Thank you for your strength, God. Oh, Father God, I bless you and I praise you. And I glorify you, God, just for being God. For it's in your son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Again, I tell God, thank you for all things, that his son Jesus is the same today that he was yesterday, the same that he will be forevermore. I tell God, thank you for all things. I don't know about you, but I know that God is for real. I know that God is the Holy One. And yet would be nice with the physical mind to reach out and touch him. But I do know that in the word of God, he said we can only worship him in spirit and in truth. And God has proven himself that he is that almighty spirit, that spirit that can be everywhere, that he is holy, that he is pure, that he is clean. And I tell God, thank you for all things. I thank God for him being the righteous God. I thank God that he is the God that saw that you and 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 you needed a Savior, and he came to our rescue. Not only is he our Savior, but he is our Lord. I tell God, thank you for all things. I don't know if I say God. God, I got it, I got it, I got it. And I tell you, thank you, God. God is for real. He is the God that is always there when you need him. And I tell God, thank you. just for being God. We thank God for the opportunity to come back one more time. And as I was listening to the song, I Need Thee, oh, I need thee. Yeah, we do. There's a lot of things that we say we need, but one thing that I do know is that I need God. I can't do without him. And I tell God, thank you. I want to encourage you to trust God with your whole heart, mind, body, and soul. Because when we trust him, one thing that I do know that he is genuine and he is not this way today, that way tomorrow, and a whole nother way down the road. But he is holy, 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 and I thank you, God. God, I thank you just for being God. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday. We invite you to come and worship with us. We have Sunday school at 10 o'clock a.m., and following Sunday school, we go into our worship service. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study where the Word of God is taught. And I always ask God to give a revelation word. Help your people to understand, God, where wisdom is lacking, God. I ask in your Son Jesus' name that you pour wisdom into your people, God. Oh, he tell us in his word he wouldn't have us to be ignorant. He want us to know who he is in the name of Jesus. And when we gotta get an understanding of who he is, who the word is, knowing that we can't separate them, that they make one, I tell God thank you for all things. And on the third Tuesday nights we don't have Bible study. But I always encourage you to go into the word wherever you are. Third Tuesday at 12 noon, we have noonday prayer, and I thank God for it. I push sometime, babies, to get there because God is an awesome God, and his move is miraculous. His move is all-powerful, and I tell God, thank you. And we ask you to join us on the first and third Tuesdays. Pastor Michael Austin, the pastor of Old Liberty Missionary Baptist Church, has come to join us. I tell God thank you for the word of God that he brings. I tell God thank you for all things. And just continue to go to God on our behalf, that when the word come forth, whether it's Pastor Austin or me, that change take place. And I tell God thank you. But join us on Tuesdays at 9:30 a.m. and on Thursdays at 1 o'clock p.m. We thank God for all things. I don't know about you, but I know that I cannot do without the mighty God. He is everything that I need him to be. I might ask for this, but he being the almighty God, the omnipresent, the omnipotent God that's everywhere. He sees what you need, what they need, and what I need. And I tell God, thank you for all things. As we come back, we're still going to be talking about what it means when God says, I will never leave you or forsake you. And I'm so grateful for God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit always being there, never forsaking us. When we look at what forsake means, it lets us know that he will not leave us, he won't let go, and he won't abandon us. There are going to be times that people will walk away. There are going to be times that you call people, but you can't get them. Going to be times that you need to reach out to people, but they won't be there. But one thing that God has proven unto me, not only is it in his word, but when you're living for him, God has a way of proving himself. that he will never leave you or forsake you. If we look at Hebrew 13, verse 5, it says, let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And I thank God for his son Jesus and our Heavenly Father and the Holy Ghost, because they won't leave us or forsake us. As we look at leaving or forsaking us, we go on this journey every day. And one thing that I do know is that I can call on the name of Jesus, and he will come to my rescue. How do I know he can come to my rescue? When there are medical issues and I can't do it for myself, the Holy Ghost of God will step in and regulate. It be his will. And I tell God, thank you. God didn't just start not forsaking us, but from the beginning of time, he has always been there for us. When I say he won't leave or forsake us, if we go back to the Old Testament, to let you know that God is not a liar, if we look at Deuteronomy 31, verse 6, the word of God said, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid. And I tell God, thank you. Because he said in his word, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doeth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. And I tell God, thank you for him being the God that's always on time, for being the God that is always with us. Like I said, man might walk away. We have phones where we can call people, but when we call people, they might not answer. And yeah, they may be busy, may be about their father's business, might see your number and not answer. But one thing that I do know is that when we call on the name of Jesus, he will come to our rescue. I tell God, thank you for his son and the Holy Ghost and for God being the almighty God. When we talk about being forsaken, one thing that I do know is that God promised to his people that he would not leave us or forsake us. He told Jacob in Genesis 28 and 15, he said, and behold, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again to this land. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. I tell God, thank you for his son, Jesus, because see, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning as God spoke this Word unto Jacob. That lets us know that, yeah, Jesus was in the beginning, had not been manifested in flesh yet, but he was with his Father. And God let him know that I will keep thee, I will be with thee, I will not leave thee until God have done what he said he would do. It's not our way, it's not our will, but it's the will of our Heavenly Father. And I tell God, thank you for him being true to his word, for him being there when we need him. Might not do it the way we want it done, but when God's will is done, God is a God that will not lie. He let us know that he will be there. He will take us through. You ever been going through some trials and some tests, and you felt like won't nobody there? But one thing that I do know is that the Holy Ghost of God will rest and abide and lead and guide. And I tell God, thank you. The word of God tells us, put not your trust in man. I tell God, thank you, that he knew what man, what we would do. But I'm so glad that I know that God won't step away from us. And I tell God, thank you. When we are obedient to God, he will do what he said he would do. How do I know he won't leave us or forsake us? Let's go to Joshua, the first chapter. And I tell God, thank you. Joshua 1, verse 5. And the word of God say, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of their life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. I tell God, thank you, because when he spoke his word through man, he was letting us know that he won't fail us. Man will fail you. But one thing that I do know is that God would not fail thee. He let Joshua know that as he was with Moses, he will be with him. I will not fail thee. Listen to this. It said, God's foundation, no promise to Joshua, I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. It's what God is saying and his commitment to us as believers. He won't fail us. He won't forsake us. We're going to go through trials and tests. But one thing that I do know and that God has proven unto me is that he will not fail me. He let me know that he won't forsake me. He's letting you know that he won't fail you. He's letting you know that he won't forsake you, that he will be there. As he did it for Moses, as he did it for Joshua, as he did it for the men and women of God in the word, he's letting us know that he won't fail us, that he won't forsake us. Man will walk away from you, but God will not leave you. You ever said, God, I don't feel you. Where are you? He's letting us know that he won't leave us. You might walk away from God, but God won't walk away from you. He won't fail you. He won't forsake you. And I tell God, thank you for his word being true. I thank God that he's there all the time. And he will not leave you. And I tell God, thank you. When he say he won't leave you, he is true to his word. If we look at 1 Chronicles 28, verse 20, I tell God, thank you. And David said to Solomon, his son, be strong and of good courage and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed. I tell God, thank you. For the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. I tell God, thank you. As God spoke through David unto his son to be strong. I want to encourage you, men and women of God, be strong. Be of good courage. Don't fear man. I know there are those intimidating spirits out there. But I have to rebuke those spirits in the name of Jesus. And as those spirits are rebuked and we stand on the word of God, Satan have to come down. Satan have to flee. We have the power to put Satan in his place. And I tell God, thank you for God not forsaking us or leaving us. Because when we stand on the word of God, I tell God, thank you. He won't leave us. He won't abandon us. He will cover us with his blood. And I tell God, thank you, we have a charge to do the will of God, to do what God have called us to do. And as David let his son know, all they have to do is be strong and of good courage. Don't have to fear Satan. I tell God, thank you. We don't have to be dismayed, for God is with us. I thank God that I have the power, that you have the power to speak unto Satan, and Satan have to go. And we can do what God have called us to do. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus sitting on his right side interceding on our behalf. I tell God, thank you. I thank God for the Holy Ghost of God being here on earth interceding on our behalf. I tell God, thank you. Instead of putting our trust in material things, put your trust in God. Believe in God. Stand on his promise that he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. He won't abandon us. He won't walk away from us. I tell God, thank you for material things. But when we need God's healing power, when we need his delivering power, we can't buy it. We can't put it on a charge card. We can't go over there and ask somebody to give it to us. But if we stand on the word of God and we have our courage in God and his son Jesus and the Holy Ghost, that everything that we need, he will deliver. When I need a healing, I can go unto God and ask him, if it be his will, heal me in the name of Jesus. If it be his will, deliver in the name of Jesus. He is always there. He won't forsake us. As we have faith and trust in God alone, keep telling you, we can't serve two masters. We're going to love one and hate the other. God's word have proven that he won't forsake us, nor will he leave us. And I tell God, thank you. Mike can't get Wee Bob, Joe Bob. But one thing that I do know is that when we call the name of Jesus, he will come to our rescue. I tell God, thank you, that as a son of God, as one that loves God, I know that he won't leave me or forsake me. He might not do it our way, but one thing that I do know, that as a son of God, who the Holy Ghost of God is indwelled on the inside, who know who God is, because, see, the Holy Ghost of God is God. I know that he won't leave us or forsake us. I thank God for his son, Jesus, affirming that the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, will be with us. And I tell God, thank you, not some days, but he will be with us forever. How do you know, Gladys? Look at John, the 14th chapter, verse 16. I tell God, thank you. John 14, verse 16 said, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Clear indicator that he will not leave us or forsake us. Jesus calls the Holy Spirit to be our comforter when we are going through our trials and our tests. The Holy Ghost is there to comfort us. He is there to help us. And I tell God, thank you, that not only is he our comforter, he is our strengthener. He is our counselor. He is our helper. He is our advisor. He is our advocate. He is our ally and our friend, letting us know that we are not by ourselves, that we have not been forsaken, that he did not leave us, but he is right there. And I tell God, thank you for the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Spirit would do for us what Christ did for them while he was walking with them. He won't leave us. He won't forsake us. That lets us know that the Holy Spirit will be right by our side to help us, to strengthen us, and to teach us each and every day, not some days. You ever can't figure out what you're going to do. But when you call on the name of Jesus, the Holy Ghost will lead and guide. The Holy Ghost will help us. The Holy Ghost will comfort when you don't know what to do. The Holy Ghost of God will be right there to lead and to guide. When you need a friend, the Holy Ghost is there. And I tell God, thank you. When you need someone to lean and depend on, God, I thank you. The Holy Ghost is there. God has proven through the things that we have gone through, when we need someone to lean and depend on, the Holy Ghost is there as a comforter. And always remember that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is there for us. When we come back on Thursday, still teaching God's word, letting us know that he won't forsake us. No, he won't abandon us. He's always there. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
What up?
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays, 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy.
I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer.
don't have to be afraid.
When I'm with you,
I can have joy.
When I'm with you,
I can have peace in my storm.
When I'm with you,
three parts. When I'm with you,
when I'm with you,
come on, Josiah.
Oh, when I'm with you,
when I'm with you,
life seems so much better.
When I'm with you,
oh Lord, when I'm
with you,
I find peace when I'm
with you.
When I'm with you,
I find joy.
When I'm with you,
hey, happiness.
When I'm with you,
oh my Lord, when I'm with you,
when I'm with you,
I have all I need.
When I'm with you,
I find salvation.
With you, Lucius, with you.
With you, I find my strength. With you,
come on, y'all.
I can hold on. With you,
I know
I cover.
Because there's
no greater power than you.
I realize
no God is greater than you. We need fresh oil.
Sing, Mignon.
We need it. Trenches from above. Nothing else matters, Lord. Please let your glory cover us. We need fresh oil. Please let your glory cover us. Nothing else matters, Lord. Please let your glory cover us. We need fresh oil.
never be defeated. And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated.
Come on, say it with me.
And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated.
One more time.
And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated.
Can I sing it to you how He gave it to me? I want to sing it to you how the Lord gave it to me.
I shall rise, I shall be, I shall go in victory. No weapon formed against me will ever overtake me. I shall rise, I shall be, I shall go in victory. No weapon formed against me will ever overtake me. And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated. And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated.
Never be defeated. Never be defeated. We shall never be defeated. Never be defeated. My God. Come on, help me sing. Sing, I shall rise. Come on, sing.
I shall be. I shall be.
I shall go.
I shall go.
Never be defeated.
That to say, I know how the circumstances may look, and I know how the circumstances may seem, but there is victory against all odds, because God is the greatest power.
Yeah. WNFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
tell me more.
Hello, what station are you listening to right now?
What?
This is...
Good morning, baby!
That was so exciting.
Tell me more.
It's the weekend.
We're on the air now.
Let's get started.
Let's host TFR Live.
Gee, that sounds kind of interesting.
We've got a great show, so stay tuned.
You're tuned into this stellar award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
The mix.
With the hottest DJ
in the mix.
In the mix. Back to back, beat to beat.
Come on, DJ, hit me with another track.
We've been made to do it for a night, only one night though. We've been made to do it for a night, only one night though. I made to do it for a night, only one night though. Only one night though, only one night though. If you cry, you can cry one night, only one night though. Stress, you can stress one night, only one night though. Let the tears fall down one night, only one night though. Only one night though, only one night though. If you cry, make sure that you cry, only one night though. If you're sad, make sure that you're sad, only one night though. If you're stressed, make sure that you're stressed, only one night though, only one night though.
Only one night though,
only one night though.
Joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning.
I can see a brand new day.
Brand new day.
I can see a brand new day.
Brand new day.
Looking like a brand new day.
Brand new day.
I'm waiting for them to get with me. Feeling like a brand new day.
Brand new day.
I gotta say something to them, y'all. Say, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Looking like a brand new day. Looking like a brand new day.
iniquity of the law say so. I am redeemed and not ashamed to let the whole world know. If I consider my life and time, wrong turns and how you made them right, all I can say is this is what grace looks like. Persisting on this pilgrim journey, stumbling, stalling, but you never desert me. And all I can say is this is what grace looks like. Oh, I thank you for your grace. Covering the length of my days, your goodness and your mercy too are the only way I made it through. Thank you for your grace. Covering the length of my days, your goodness and your mercy too are the only way I made it through. This is what grace looks like. One more thing. Sometimes. While on this journey. See my body. Sometimes it gets all racking with pain. But I know all of my work, all of my work, all of my work down here won't be.
That you went all out of your way for, then you found out that Somebody tell him thank you. Somebody else tell him thank you. Not those that know God done something for you, tell him thank you. Not those that know he brought you over something, tell him thank you. All of you that know he pulled you through something, tell him thank you. All of you know he can heal, tell him thank you. All of you that know he made a way, tell him thank you. How many left home this evening? Coming to this place looking to be blessed. How many shown up came looking to be blessed? Well, how many know that the blesser is already here? Well, find somebody and tell them the blesser is already here. The blesser is already here. Somebody said, when praise is due what? Blessing will